Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Williams is here, too, because it wouldn't be nearly as much fun without her. Beverly is an original member of our Brain Trust, an original member of the show, one of my original friends. She's done it all, ladies and gentlemen. She founded the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, and she's the author of a new book that's coming out in a couple of months. I'm going to get her to tell us about it in just a little bit, but she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, and good morning. I'm not sure... being an original friend and original all these other things makes me feel a little bit old.
Well, but you started when you were three, right?
That's a good point, yes, actually.
It's good to have you back, Bev. And last time you were here, we were talking about business plans, and we just didn't have enough time to really get into some of the other issues that we wanted to talk about. We did talk about the importance of what you call a plan of business, which I like, and I like that term, and because sometimes business plan sounds like a homework, but plan of business sounds like something that's an important part of your success strategy. That's kind of what you had in mind, wasn't it?
Yes, it is. Not only that, I think it sounds more doable, like your roadmap. I mean, everybody talks about a business plan being your roadmap. The plan of business sounds more fun. It sounds more
entrepreneurial, maybe.
Entrepreneurial. That's probably a good.
Well, let me ask you a question, Bill. Let me stop you for a second. I've just got a notepad. I got $35 in my checking account. I'm sitting at my kitchen table. I want to start a business. I got a job, but I don't. I want to be doing something on my own. And I'm sitting at my kitchen table. Trying to scratch out what it is that I'm going to do, and you know, all I want to do is I just want to be in business. Now you want me to have a business plan. I'm just a little teeny tiny microscopic home-based business. What do I need a plan for?
Well, if you want to make it a successful business where you can actually earn some money and you want the least amount of hassle to get to that point, then you need to start writing on that piece of paper. And that's really a good image that you just created, because that is what happens the majority of the time when people start writing their plan of business or a business plan. It's a brainstorming session with yourself, is what I say.
I like that.
You sit down and you just start writing. I want to do, you name it, you know, I want to do desktop publishing. That was one of my first home-based businesses. Who do I want to do this for? In other words, who's my target market? And how am I going to really define what it is that I'm trying to do for them? In other words, what's going to be the benefit to my customer? How am I going to let them know that I'm here and available to do this for them? That's a little bit of marketing information there.
Mm-hmm. Which is an integral part, which is a critical component of a business plan.
Right. Who else does what I'm proposing to do, and how can I be different? How can I stand out from that crowd?
You know, one good reason to do a business plan as a home-based business owner is hopefully, we would anticipate that sometime over the next, you know, in the next hour, the next day, or week, or month, or something, we're going to be telling somebody what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be really important, and it might even be a really important opportunity to tell somebody what you do. And if you haven't, you know, even if it's in your head, if you haven't written it down, if you don't, you know, the steps that you just mentioned, if you haven't done those things and written them down and have them look back at you from a piece of paper, then you're not going to do a very good job of telling this really important contact that you just made what you do in a way that would impress them.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right.
Would you agree
right
with that? I mean, think about that. I mean, how many times have you known exactly what needed to be said, but you wrote it down anyway just so you could see it on paper?
There's something about writing things down that helps it stick in your mind. It sort of clarifies it for you.
Yeah.
The other important piece that you said was how can you, say this clearly and without stumbling around. We call that, actually Paul and Sarah Edwards call it your elevator introduction. You know, from the time you get on an elevator and somebody nods at you and you start a conversation, you have the time that it takes those doors to close and get to the floor that one of you is going to get off on to tell somebody what it is you do.
I call it the five-floor elevator speech.
Five-floor elevator
speech. You got five floors max.
I call it, we have a 30-second commute.
Yeah.
I call it your 30-second introduction.
Yeah.
You have about that much time to mm-hmm. really grab their interest before their mind wanders, so you need to be very succinct in saying what it is you do. I want to make sure that we talk about, and we can go back to all these other components, but there's another piece to business plans for home-based business owners that nobody else has to do. And that's your personal and family plan that becomes a component of your business plan. Because you're living and working under the same roof, your personal life and the family, the other people in the household, are affected or will be affected by this business in the home. And mm-hmm. so you have to talk to yourself or write down on a piece of paper to get started the important elements of why you're going to be home-based and how it's going to have an effect on your family, your personal life.
One of the things in a business plan of a business that's not home-based includes where the business is and how it's going to function in the facility that you've got.
Right.
And so what you just described is the home-based business approach to that component.
Mm-hmm.
Which, but in this case, it includes a few other folks that wouldn't typically be in a business plan that's not of a business that's not home-based.
Right.
That's those other people walking around in their bunny slippers, while you're doing your work.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk some more about a business plan for your home-based business with our good friend Beverly Williams, author, the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, 20 After. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. If you want to ask a question or make a comment, a good one or a bad one, ask Jim at jbsba.com. And by the way, you can find all about Beverly Williams at our website as well. So go there and check out the home-based business suite in our website at jbsba.com. You can find out all about her. And Beverly, we're going to be putting your book up there on our website real soon, too.
Yes, it's getting closer and closer.
The 30-Second Commute.
Right.
I love that title.
Thank you.
It's coming out, in about a month?
A little bit more than a month. It actually will be finished and at the binderies in May and in bookstores in the first part of June.
Are you excited?
Well, I am. It's a lot of work coming together, and yes, it'll be exciting to actually see it in print.
Can you look back on that project, which was an important part of your business plan, and think about the plan that you wrote down to go through? I mean, all the details it's published by McGraw-Hill and all the different steps that you had to take. When you look back on that, that was basically a little business plan, wasn't it?
Well, it was. And, whenever I talk about business plans, I always remember the first time that I actually did sit down and write one. I did not write it when I should have written. I actually started my business without much of a plan other than, you know, thoughts in my head and talking to other people. And it was slow going, sort of like pulling teeth trying to get this business going. And after a while, I can remember clearly, I was on a ski trip with my husband and two other couples that we regularly skied with up in Vermont, and I decided not to ski that day. And I had a yellow pad of paper and a pencil, and I decided I was going to start writing down some thoughts about my business. And a light bulb went off in my head and said, oh, you know, maybe this is my business plan. And I wrote and wrote and wrote all day long.
Wow.
It took me a while to get all the thoughts, what I call a brain dump, from my head onto the piece of paper. And then later on, I was able to take that piece of paper and organize the thoughts into what is it that I need to do? What am I really trying to accomplish here? And is my target market who I thought my target market was, the right one for me? And is it going to be enough for me? There were lots of problems in desktop publishing of newsletters for nonprofits because they all had the same deadline. So I was very busy for about 10 days of every month, and the rest of the time I was twiddling my thumbs.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously I couldn't go out and get more newsletter clients. I needed to do something to find a market for the other 20-some days of the month that I wasn't very busy.
Right.
So writing it all down on paper did a great deal to help me refocus, and my business sort of took off from there.
You know, one thing I'd like to point out, Beverly, is, you know, when I talk about business planning for non-home-based businesses, mm-hmm. me and our you know, Tim Berry, for example, who's the world's business planning expert,
mm-hmm.
we're a little more strict about what this thing needs to look like. We talk a little bit more about structure and that sort of thing, but because those business plans might be used to go borrow $1 million or $100,000 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Notice what I'd like for people to notice that for your home-based business, it's not that your business plan is not just as important to you as the other ones are to anybody else. But the point is, notice that we haven't dwelled on a lot of structure.
No.
Because that can come later. I mean, mm-hmm. once you get something down on paper and you get used to writing your ideas and your goals and everything down on paper, once you get used to doing that, then it's really, the structure can come later. You'll get smarter about this. You'll get interested in it. You'll start learning about it. You'll start reading more about it and maybe even buy some software that will help you get organized.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get down the road a little bit and you start seeing how when you write something down and work what you wrote down and things start happening from that, that's when you get a little excited. And I would just want to point out, Beverly, that we're not, you know, you and I are not trying to be school teachers and demanding that people do it with some kind of specific structure.
No, I don't think it's 100% necessary unless you are going for financing. And the reality is that if you're a home-based business startup, particularly if you've never had any business experience before, chances are you're not going to get a loan from a bank anyway. You need to understand what your business is going to be about, what the goals are, how you're going to get there, how much money are you going to charge, how are you going to market, you know, do you really know who your target market is?
What is it that you're selling, and why would somebody buy it?
Right, exactly.
That's critical.
What's in it for your customer?
Yeah.
And until you fully understand that and know how to say it succinctly, you really shouldn't be moving forward anyway.
And you know what? You could have a different business plan. I don't mean a different direction, but you could write a business plan this month and then write a whole new one next month. You know, it's sort of like peeling an onion, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's lots of different layers.
It's an evolutionary process. So the main thing, if you've gotten nothing else from our conversation, it's just the importance of what your goals are, what your hopes and dreams are, written down in a fashion on a sheet of paper, so we can look back at you. And Beverly, you're the best at helping home-based business owners do this, and I really appreciate it. Tell us the name of your new book again.
30-Second Commute.
30-Second Commute. Beverly Williams, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
I'll be here.
Quick break. I'll be right back with Beverly and Manebo, the other Beverly, this hour. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. It's 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.